Police departments around the country are responding to outcries over controversial police shootings. Many, like Seattle, are also under scrutiny by the U.S. Justice Department. Those cities are creating new structures for civilian and community oversight. Seattle is one of several cities launching an Office of Inspector General. It's expected to gather police data and recommend solutions. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Pierce Murphy heads Seattle's Office of Professional Accountability. One of his recent investigations looked at the Seattle Police Department's response to a man who went on a crime spree last December with carjackings, high-speed chases, and shots fired from Belltown through northeast Seattle. Murphy says it was a rapidly evolving scene that spanned multiple neighborhoods and precincts.
I noted that the commander, despite his best efforts, really was overwhelmed and not able to, perhaps as effectively as everyone would have liked, to manage that rapidly evolving situation.
Police officers rammed the fleeing man's car and ultimately shot him outside a branch library in Wedgwood. Murphy says the incident raised issues that deserve a broader examination, perhaps looking at how other cities handle these types of events.
We have to move on to the next complaint investigation and really don't have the staff and the bandwidth or the clear authority and responsibility to do these broader, more systemic reviews.
It's the type of review that an inspector general could perform in Seattle, perhaps someday soon. Mayor Ed Murray's latest budget includes $3 million to strengthen police accountability. Some portion of that will go to launch the Inspector General's office. In July, Murray made clear he supports the idea.
It's my suggestion that we take the part-time auditor's position, which is on a consulting contract, and make it into an Inspector General's position with a stronger ability to investigate complaints and practices.
He plans to introduce the legislation shortly. The city's outgoing OPA auditor, Ann Levinson, is a longtime supporter of the new office as well.
The IG would have staff, independent authority to do the audits and the evaluations and report on a regular basis and present to the city council in a public fashion.
Levinson's audits have recommended broader changes, like monitoring the use of force by police and training officers in de-escalation, racial bias, and how to handle people in crisis. But she says those findings often gathered dust until the U.S. Justice Department reached a consent decree with the city in 2012.
Because of the consent decree, a number of the recommendations I have made have now been implemented, but it's only because of the force of the court behind. This administration of its own volition hasn't implemented very many of these recommendations.
She says one of the things she's watching for in the upcoming legislation is how the OPA and Inspector General are protected from political interference.
So independence, what you'll want to look for is that the mayor can appoint the OPA director, for example, but the city council should appoint the Inspector General so that you have a balance of powers.
She and others point to the Inspector General for NYPD as the model Seattle should aspire to. Philip Yore holds that job. His office is just 2 years old, but he's already taken on controversies like police use of chokeholds. His more recent report found no measurable link between broken windows policing and reductions in violent crime. But Yore says for those findings to have impact, the police department must be required to respond.
Clearly, there should be, you know, language requiring the police department to address each specific recommendation that's made by the IG and to provide an explanation as to why the police department is or is not going to adopt those recommendations.
Yore's agency is housed outside NYPD and staffed by civilians. It has subpoena power to get the records it needs for investigations, but he says so far they haven't had to use it.
There are absolutely, and it should be made crystal clear in the IG statute, that the IG has complete and full access to the police department's records.
Yore says cities across the country are creating more civilian oversight of police. He just returned from Chicago, which is also establishing an inspector general. Officials at the Seattle Police Department declined to comment for this story. The city council is expected to review the legislation later this fall. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.